First of all, I extend to all of you a happy feast day. Today is the patronal feast of our archdiocese, the conversion of St. Paul. And so happy feast day to everybody. And as we look at the conversion of St. Paul, there are a couple of questions that naturally are going to pop into people's heads. One of them is, why didn't God do this earlier? After all, we hear about all the trouble that Paul caused, well, Saul at that point, to the people in Jerusalem. We know that he was going to Damascus to arrest anybody that he could find. We know that he was breathing murderous threats. So why didn't God do this a month or two before, and then all those people in Jerusalem wouldn't have been persecuted by this man? It was precisely the persecution of those people that brought about his conversion. And that's what we have to keep in mind, even as we watch what's going on presently and as we continue on. There are people who are suffering, there are people who are dying. And we look at this and wonder why. Why is God allowing good people to be going through these horrible things? It's to bring about the salvation of souls. It purifies their own soul, but it also brings about the salvation, the conversion of others. We also listen to what Jesus said about Paul when he spoke to Ananias. And he said, I myself will reveal to him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So it's not just, okay, well, Paul had a conversion now, so here we go. It's like, no, Paul had a conversion, he's going to have to suffer a lot. That's because he needed to be purified, just like anybody else. And so as we go through our various sufferings, we have to keep all that in mind. It's not because God is punishing us. It's not because he hates us. It's not because he's angry at us. It's because he loves us, because he's purifying us so that we can love him more. So even as we celebrate this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, one thing all of us can look at is the question of, do I need a deeper conversion? Maybe we've had a conversion experience or something like that. Or if we've had the privilege of being raised in the faith and being taught everything, have we really gotten it from our heads into our hearts? Do we need that deeper conversion? And there's always need for that, because no one is loving as much as they possibly can. You might be loving as much as you possibly can today, but if you are, that means tomorrow you can love even more. That means we need a deeper conversion, so that we can love God even more. Whatever's in the way, we need to get it out of the way. And so we can pray, certainly, for the conversion of others, and we need to. We can offer our sufferings, as the early Christians did, particularly Saint Stephen, obviously, with what he endured, for the conversion of the very person who killed him, and then wound up being one of the greatest apostles of the church. So we can do the same. But we can also pray for our own conversion so that we can truly grasp the truth with our minds, but especially that we can love with our hearts, that we can love the Lord, that we can love souls, because we're not going to bring about anybody's conversion unless we have that charity for them. That's what the conversion is about. That's what St. Paul became about. You know, he went from a man who was living a very Pharisaical way, all the way of the things of the Jews, to a man of great charity who loved souls and therefore was willing to do whatever was necessary to be able to bring about their conversion, not because it was a feather in his cap, but because he wanted what was best for them. He wanted them to know the Lord and to love the Lord. And so that's what all of us can look at. Am I loving the Lord the way I want to, the way that I need to? Do I need a deeper conversion? I can tell you, unless you have achieved the heights of the spiritual life, the answer is yes, I need a deeper conversion, because that's what we all need, to continue to grow in holiness, so we can pray for that. It's a great thing to pray for everybody else's conversion, but we need to remember to pray also for our own. St. Paul did the same thing. Remember when he wrote, I think it was to the Philippians, and he talked about how what he does for himself so that after preaching to others, he himself may not be lost. So he knew that he too, even with this profound conversion experience that he had, needed the day-to-day conversion experience over and over so that he could love more. That's what God wants for all of us, to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. In other words, to have a daily conversion to greater charity.